the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Over the past few decades, the global marketplace has evolved. More international business transactions take place. Team members may be spread throughout the globe. And with that, many companies now seek out individuals who can demonstrate cultural competencies, like language skills, when hiring for positions. I'm Nikki Donaldson. Today on the Missouri State Journal, I have Dr. Jason Jolly, head of the Modern and Classical Languages Department at Missouri State University, as my guest. He is here to share about how language education has evolved, too.
Way back in the day, they used to teach basically through translation. So they would have students read and translate long segments. This is especially for the classical languages like Greek and Latin and things like that. And then it sort of transitioned into a period where people thought it was best to teach only in the target language. And now we're in the era of communicative language teaching, the communicative approach. Our belief is that students are going to learn the language through communicating. I often talk to people who say, yeah, I took Spanish or French back in high school and I don't remember. I couldn't tell you a single word. I couldn't conjugate a verb because it involved a lot of rote memorization. There was a lot of drilling, right? The professor would say something, you would repeat it. They would do that 10 times. Then they might switch out a vocabulary item or a verb conjugation. And then a lot of the assessments or the exams or the tests and quizzes were just kind of paper and pencil, fill in the blank, conjugate the verbs, multiple choice, those kinds of things.
Learning to communicate in a language, noted Jolly, is quite different from memorization of vocabulary lists and verb conjugation. He likens it to algebra. If you don't know how to apply it, or if you don't use it regularly, you won't be comfortable when you need to put it into action.
What we've tried to do here at Missouri State is to take a more communicative approach. We're using a lot of what are called integrated performance assessments. So we'll have students do an interpersonal speaking task, an interpretive task where they read a text and do something with that, and then a presentational task where they might have to make a presentation or write an essay. But the emphasis is on communication. So what they're being assessed on is their ability to communicate at their level. That's also important. Everything's driven by the idea that we want to assess what students can actually do in the language rather than what they know about the language.
In an organization with speakers of multiple languages, Jolly points out that knowing every term in a language isn't necessary. The key is knowing how to communicate about your jobs and needs.
If you're working at a company that has other foreign nationals or you're sent abroad on assignments and things like that, you're really communicating with those, with your counterparts who might be multilingual or monolingual in another language. You're really communicating with them for specific purposes, right? And so skills, workplace skills like business communication, right? Being able to draft and respond to an email in a business context or translation or interpreting become more important. So really about 15 years ago, I'd say, our department started making a shift from an emphasis on literature and culture toward more professional and workplace kinds of skills. And so, you know, a good half of our curriculum, you can see courses like we have a medical Spanish course or French, German, Spanish, Chinese translation courses and things like that. And we're thinking about creating undergraduate certificates in Spanish for professional purposes. So that's a big movement in language teaching in general now, realizing that you don't have to be fluent or proficient in every aspect of the language, but communicating in a professional context is important. So why not focus on those skills?
When you think about gaining language skills for specific purposes, another common theme pops up: traveling. Jolly points out that some non-credit classes are available each spring at the Foreign Language Institute with Globetrotters in mind. But there are simple ways to prepare on your own.
There are a lot of great apps out there like Duolingo, where you can sort of get up to speed. And I think that when you're traveling, realistic expectations are important. You're not going to be fluent. You're going to be able to order a coffee, talk about which seat you have on the airline, or ask for directions. And so go to the bookstore and find a phrase book. Any little attempt you make to communicate in the target language is going to be appreciated. It's instantly going to win you friends and smiles and maybe free food when you're traveling. Just if you make the attempt to communicate. Just don't get it wrong. For example, don't speak Spanish in Brazil and don't speak Italian in France.
Jolly is proud that the philosophy of competency-based assessment has permeated the department. Now, the department offers credentials, certificates, and advanced placement for students who have greater experience with a language. For more information, visit missouristate.edu/MCL. That was Dr. Jason Jolly, head of the Department of Modern and Classical Languages at Missouri State University. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397.